Thanks to our sponsor, the Crazy Fitness Guy Show, is sponsored by Blockly locks out distractions so you crush your fitness goals. Autism Strong style. No more time wasters, just pure gains. Get Blockly now. Link is in the show notes. That is Blockly. Say goodbye to distractions and hello to society. Before you crash for the night, try breathwork in bed. Their guided sessions help you unplug, slow down, and actually rest. Head to Breathwork in Bed today and start your free 28-day trial so you can wake up more focused, more calm, and ready to tackle your goals. Visit a link in the show notes. Oh, sorry, my bad. I mean, visit the sponsorship page in the show notes. Hey, it's Jimmy Clare. Overwhelmed? Tick-tick to-do list turns chaos into clear steps. Set it, tag it, crush it. Then move. Your goals won't wait, and neither should you. Download Tick-tick to-do list and get it done today. It's cross-platform, and they also have a nice free, generous free version as well. Go to tick-tick-to-do-list.com or visit the link in the show notes. Learn new ideas every day with Deep Stash and make your next workout, study session, work day more productive in just a few minutes. Visit deepstash.com to find out more or check out the links in the show notes.
Get ready to unleash your inner awesomeness with the Crazy Fitness Guy Show. Hosted by Jimmy Clare, renowned professional keynote speaker, podcaster, and autism advocate, this show is all about embracing what makes us unique. Join Jimmy as he shares inspiring stories, experiences, and expertise to motivate and educate. Make sure you follow our show so you never miss a brand new episode. Now let's dive into the show.
A great question for myself. I don't have the answer for that, but we shall see going through this conversation. Anyway, let's welcome Sherman. Hey, Sherman.
Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. Good to be here.
So before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, how you got started, and why you got started?
Okay, so I'm Sherman Perryman, founder of Militant Grind. The reason why I got started is that I wanted to work in a business along with my entrepreneurship background where I could actually like impact people and serve a higher purpose. And so I came up with the personal brand and I started thinking about some of the things I used to do in the past, which is like advise people, counsel people, and how I help people, you know, with their personal and daily lives. And I was like, okay, I could probably, you know, create a brand out of this and create a business out of this, which is something that I could do effortlessly and do, you know, like it's absolutely nothing. You know, I did it for my tax clients, real estate clients, clients, period. You know, people, a lot of people come to me for advice. So the reason, did I answer why? You said why, right? That was the last one. Yeah. And so the reason why I'm kind of like, I was like so gung-ho about this and kind of like want to really pursue this. It's because I want to leave something behind when I leave the world. I want to impact the world. And so that's why I'm kind of like, you know, I'm into this. I like it. I love being able to see that I'm also making a difference in other people's lives.
That's a good why. No pun intended. So my next question for you is, how were you able to do all of that? It sounds very overwhelming at times, don't it?
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur and whatnot. So how do you have the mindset for all of this?
Honestly, it's just being very efficient, you know, using tools, using other people. I'm not like a one-man band. I work with a lot of other people too when it comes to my brand. And the thing is, most of all, is just being able to delegate, ask for help. And whatever, you know, isn't your strength, you definitely should find somebody that where you can utilize their strengths for your weaknesses. So, you know, a lot of things I do on my own, it definitely is overwhelming. You know, I will say that because you have to do a lot of output. You have to do a lot of figuring out. I mean, I have my own podcast where I have to edit episodes and put them out and things like that. And, you know, the thing is, and that keeps me going, it's just like if you just be consistent, you know, something will come out of it. And I've been seeing that lately when it comes to the work that I've been producing. You know, people, if I go out in public, somebody will come up to me and say, hey, I seen your podcast, or hey, I seen this, hey, I seen that. And I'm just kind of like shocked, like, wow, I didn't even think people watched it like that. But everybody's paying attention, everybody does. And so with that, I just hold myself accountable to just to keep pushing, you know, keep going, because it's getting out there and people do appreciate it as well.
I definitely know that feeling, though I don't, though I'm quite the opposite. I don't have any people. It's only me. Literally, if I took away this background on screen, I'm in my bedroom. Just in my bedroom, that's my studio. I don't have a big enough house to have a dedicated room, set up a true. But what I do to keep myself consistent, I use some automation tools like Zapier. Today, I just been setting up the most complicated thing I've been doing, trying to build a community and whatnot. I'm not going to share all of that because that's just that's a complicated mess, and I'm trying to figure that out as I go along with the steps.
Right.
So I'm going to build it. So basically, let's just say it's just one big spider web. So tools have gone this, then here, over here, and like, holy crap. And I was like, thank goodness Zapier exists, because I'd be lost without it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Zapier. But yeah, even adopting like those tools where you can automate things and, you know, do things a little bit more effortlessly, I feel like that could go a long way too, because you do have to juggle a lot. But thankfully, the tools are out there to help you when it comes to juggling a lot.
So my next question for you is, how can people adopt this kind of mindset to keep going, to keep pushing forward? Because I know there's some days, as being an entrepreneur as myself, there's some days that you feel like on top of the world, and there's some days you just feel like somebody just kicked the crap out of you.
Right. I feel like it's just a discipline. You know, like I tell people, I'm never motivated to go to the gym. You know, I just go because I'm disciplined enough to go, you know? So it's like, if you could brush your teeth every day, if you could take a shower every day, if you could eat every day, you know, you have to put non-negotiable items, you know, or tasks in your daily life where it's like, no matter what, I'm going to go ahead and accomplish this, and I'm going to do this every day. If I feel good, if I feel a little down, I mean, hopefully not sick or ill, but, you know, a lot of us do certain things, including like go to work when we're not feeling 100%. So you have to do that for yourself as well. If you could go to someone's job and give them, you know, 8 hours of your time and give them the best of your time, no matter what you're feeling, just because, you know, you getting paid or things like that, like, why don't you give that to yourself when it comes to some of the tasks that you want to accomplish? You know, so I think about it like that. It's like, I need to do certain things for me, you know, in order for me to be the best individual that I could be. So some days I go to the gym and I feel like I have a little cold, and I still go and knock it out, you know. But I'm not going to, you know, some days you just so worn out where you can't go. But it's like, if you make it up somewhere, then you'll be okay, you know. But I feel like discipline is one of the main pillars where it comes to accomplishing a task, no matter like how you feel.
I have, for me, when I feel like giving, I go back to my vision board. Even if it's, I have to update it a little bit. I think I'm going to update after this semester, just because I have not been having any time for doing so. Mm-hmm. But the stuff that's already there, I just keep going back to the vision board, and also just keep seeing the bigger picture of things, and I keep reminding myself why I started, where it's come to, why I'm still doing this, the joy of doing this. And I also remind myself is that my favorite part of what I do is interviewing people and also speaking on stages and meeting people in public versus just everything on the back end. So even though there's a lot of stuff I had to do on the back end, doing a lot of the stuff on the front end makes it up for it. Because right. Some days where admin's task is like, gosh, I hate this admin task. Why am I doing this? Let me go back to the example of on this community spider web. It's literally just, it's been eating at my brain since like a week and a half already. And I finally just started putting it in place. And I'm like, this is starting to make sense now. Why was my brain complicating this more than it really needs to? Mm-hmm. And it's like, your brain just plays tricks on you. Damn it.
Yeah. It could be analysis paralysis or self-sabotage. It could be all kind of things.
And I also want to piggyback off one other thing. It's like, when I'm not feeling well, I do not go to the gym. I work out in my own house, but because I don't want to pay for a gym membership, and I have a gym membership online, etc. But I agree with you that as all discipline, and I've learned discipline over the years of being in karate, and when I don't get to something, I make it up the next day and fit it in. And it's like, this is not, I didn't do this today. I have to do it first thing the next day or I won't get to it.
Right.
So my next question for you is, how does people build discipline? I know I just said karate, but are there something that you do to help build discipline?
I feel like you could do it in a micro way when it comes to accomplishing small tasks throughout your day and feeling accomplished after you achieve those small tasks. It's like, okay, I'm going to get up, I'm going to write this paper, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, you know, and also writing it down, you know, writing down your tasks is something I do. I've been doing that for years, just writing it down on a little legal pad and just seeing it with my eyes and then just checking it off each time I knock out a task. You know, so if you say, okay, I'm going to do all of this today, and you write it down and, you know, you check everything off at the end of the day, you get a sense of accomplishment where it's like, wow, I did exactly what I said I was going to do. I feel like that could be a solid start. That works for me. You know, but you have to have some type of accountability measures as well, just to make sure that you, you know, continue the discipline of doing what you said you were going to do.
I agree. Especially like for me, I have a digital to-do list across all my devices. I use a TickTick to-do list, not a sponsor of my show. I'm just sharing it. Just an FYI. And so for TickTick to-do list, I set it up to be a reoccurring on some event, some tasks I have reoccurring. And then there's other stuff that's recurring once a month or every other month. And it holds me accountable by, if I miss something, it will highlight it in red for the next day. And then it says, this is overdue. And then if I miss a couple of days, I said, this is very overdue. I'm like, this is very redundant, but thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't added in the part in the app. It's like, where are you doing, you lazy fart? I didn't go get to this task yet.
That's up to you. That's something that you have to tell yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they should let me put in customized quotes for myself and say, stop procrastinating. Mm-hmm. With every reminder, stop procrastinating, do this.
Right.
I should suggest it to them.
Yeah, you have to suggest that to yourself. They can only do so much. That's why self-accountability is, you know, is where it's at. That's what's going to make the biggest change.
So my next question for you is, were you born with this kind of mindset, or did you have to learn this?
No, I would say it was kind of like inherited, because I grew up in a military style type of household. So it was like no room for anything to slip. You know what I mean? So it's a little different. It's not that, you know, I grew up and was like, ooh, wee, you know, it was like everything was on a straight and narrow, had chores, had to do things around the house, didn't watch too much TV, was working all the time. So it's not to say that, well, I wouldn't say born, I would say it just kind of like developed, you know? But I feel like a lot of, you know, but then it's also personal too. Like I've also wanted to be the best person that I could be personally. So I developed some things from that discipline that I've learned growing up and just put that inside of my own life, you know, and for me to flourish with that. So yeah, I would say that.
So my next question for you is, did you, because you grew up kind of like military lifestyle, so to speak, do you feel like that took away from your childhood?
No, of course it did, for sure. Yeah, I didn't have like Saturday morning cartoons and, you know, wake up eating cereal and stuff like that. Yeah, no, it definitely did. While the other kids were playing outside, you know, me and my brothers and sisters were getting teased and people calling us slaves because all we did was work. So yeah, definitely did. You know, and I feel like if it wasn't for that, I could have possibly like experienced a lot more as a child. But yeah, yeah, I'll for sure say that.
Well, mine was kind of the opposite of that. not trying to rub it in or anything. I asked out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
So my next question for you is, what do you think are the best ways for people to hold themselves accountable besides that self-discipline? Like, could they have an accountability partner of some sort, like maybe a friend or a family member?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has to do whatever works for them personally. You know, like accountability partners are actually amazing, especially if the person really has your best interest and they're going to tell it to you like it is and they're not going to cut you any slack. Oh yeah, I have several accountability partners for sure. You know, that'll talk to me like, hey man, what's up? You know, get on your stuff. What are you doing? You're slacking, or, you know, you're supposed to be working, etc. You know, so I feel like that actually works very, very well, but it just depends on the person that is your accountability partner and what they're able to bring to the table and making sure that they are authentic with you when it comes to your journey.
My next question for you is, has those accountability partners changed over the years, or have they stayed the same?
Currently, it really stays the same though. Yeah, like, yeah, it kind of like, for me, it stayed the same. Because honestly, accountability partner will end up becoming your close friend, because you'll kind of be vulnerable enough to them where it's like you have a close bond. And yeah, I feel like it'll change unless they move away or they get busy or something like that. But more than likely, it stays the same. Like, I've had one in college that held me to a certain standard when it came to my health and fitness. You know, I'm talking about popping up at my house unannounced. Hey, let's go to the gym. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So, yeah, I've definitely had that.
I think my accountability partner has stayed the same. For the most part, I think some roles changed a little bit to modify just to get where I want to go from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say cutting slack or anything, but being, I would say even lenient, but not being like a full blown, I'm looking for a good word, but nothing's come to mind at the moment. Basically, it's trying to just keep me on the right track and not feeling like I'm just a complete and utter failure. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, you did this, you're done, or whatnot. It's like, once and done. No. So I don't have a good word for that, so I'm just going to go with that today.
Right.
It's still math in my head. I'm blaming everything on math.
I'll get to that.
So my next question for you is, if you had to recommend any anybody on, I don't know, motivational books, what would you recommend?
I'll recommend my book. It's called From Grit to Greatness, Harnessing the Five Pillars of the Militant Grind. And I actually have the five pillars on my shirt. So love, honor, strength, discipline, wisdom. So those are actually the five pillars. And yeah, I've had a lot of great reviews, a lot of great feedback from the book. Some people said it changed their life, etc. But it was just me giving my best self to it, you know, and put it on paper. I also share stories that everybody could relate to, like biblical, current events, some celebrities that everyone are familiar with, like Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, and also my personal stories to help relate people to the five pillars of the militant grind. So yeah, I would definitely say check that out. It's on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle or just buy it directly paperback.
I love it how you did not hesitate about it. It's like, my own book.
Of course.
I don't know. I just love that how you just said it's like, my own book. Uh-huh. Not even a slight hesitation.
Right. No, not at all. Got to be confident.
Exactly. So my next question for you is, can you tell me, what is your podcast about and who's your main target audience and what kind of guests have you had on your show?
My podcast is mostly about mental health, resilience, dedication, and basically just getting people's journeys of, you know, where they started and where they're at now and how they overcame certain things in their life. So it's pretty vague because I feel like everyone goes through something in their life. Like, say I have attorneys, ex-drug dealers, medical doctors, a woman who survived sex trafficking on three different occasions. Yeah, man. I have a whole array, like veterans, combat veterans, people that have abused alcohol and different type of drugs. I mean, it's like all walks of life. But at the end of the day, you know, some of them have some stories that they would like to share or like information and things like that. And so I would look at it more so like I'm gathering information on, like, say, how I should go through life, you know. So it's like, if you are interested, you can find something that you're interested in to help you, like say a woman suffering abuse, spousal abuse and things like that. And there's women out there that suffer from that. So I'll say, hey, you should check out this episode because she gives some very good insight on how she developed, you know, and how she got out of these different things. And I have a medical doctor talking about COVID and I'm just asking them questions about COVID. So it's kind of like how Joe Rogan does his podcast, is where it's like, it's not really specifically about something. It's more so about, you know, anything, all sorts of topics. And if you just want information, that's a one-stop shop.
That's awesome. Like for me, I have a target audience, but I also keep it broad topics just so that it stays interesting, especially because like, I'll be fair, but some of these other podcasts about autism, some of them are dormant and they're not doing it anymore. And I just feel like if it's just mainly about autism, people lose interest, or like either the host or the guest or just the audience. So I try to make it broad just to keep it very interesting because, like you said, I want people to keep coming back. It's not just about autism. It's about healthy living overall, but then there's lifestyle, which can mean anything.
Right. Yeah.
And because if it's just one specific topic and it's like, okay, we beat this thing to a dead horse at the moment.
I guess, right. Yep. And that's why I kind of that's how mine's just designed. Cause it's like, I really don't want to stick to one thing. I really want to get information on all, you know, sorts of topics and things like that. And because I'm such a avid researcher and learner, I know about a lot of different things. And so I'll probably try to find someone in that field who I could ask questions to, you know? So that's kind of how mine's is. So you actually just reminded me I have to find somebody that could talk about astrology and stuff like that for my personal podcast. But yeah, just because I want to learn more stuff like that.
I have to take that idea. I have to take astronomy. It's for my next semester in college. Next semester. I don't know if I should be looking forward to it or not looking forward to it. It's 4 credits.
Oh, it's astrology, not astronomy.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
Nah, you're good.
Well, I mean, either way, I still take it anyway. But still, I'm not looking for. I'm not a science person.
Yeah.
So, my next question for you is, when did you create your podcast, and what is your mission of your podcast?
I created it in August of last year. We got a 62 episodes and counting, because I have some I still have to upload. And the thing is just to give people information, you know, about several topics that they might be interested in learning. So it's like you can almost find anything, you know. And so, not to say that I'm taking Joe Rogan's style, but I'm kind of like a person that knows so much about so many different things. So like I say, I could have a conversation with almost anybody and be able to ask them questions based off of the topic, based off what I've researched a long time ago or researching now, etc. You know, so I have a conversational style of interviewing where it's like I ask questions about, you know, certain topics, certain things that they do, etc. You know.
So my next question for you is, where do you see your podcast in the next 3 years?
A place where I could actually start.
Hey, warriors, Jimmy Clare here, tire of mainstream fitness BS, unlock Crazy Fitness Guys Elite Podcast. You'll get exclusive merch, exclusive episodes, and bonus motivation or virgin wellness hacks. Blow up your game now. Go to crazyfitnessguy.com and click on the mall link. Or click on the link in the show notes to view pricing and more information.
A place where I could actually start doing them more in person, a lot of one-on-ones. Also, Impact Theory is one of my favorite podcasts, which is something that I mimic mine off of, you know? So it's like, we really don't know what it's about, but he just interviews people that are the best in their field and just gets them to share information by asking questions. So I just see mine's like that. Like, I want an actual studio. I want to do one-on-one conversations, et cetera, you know, be able to bring big names in and ask them questions that they've never been asked before, you know? So that's my vision for it. You know, I do have a studio where I do, you know, go, but it's like, I want my own. I want to set it up. And actually that's in the works. I am working on my own as well as we speak. So yeah, man, it's kind of, you know, things are on the up and up.
For me, I would like to get to the point where I start having big names, guests, whether celebrities or other fitness enthusiasts or even like huge name authors. And I want to get to the point where I wouldn't have to either. I like to get to the point where they all heard of my podcast or they do some research or fit and say, hey, yeah, I want to be on this guy's show. Not just like, I wouldn't say bribe them, but I have to give them so much information. It's like, pretty please with the cherry on top. Well, I mean, honestly, I'm just kidding about that part, but I mean, it pretty much feels like all the little people have to pretty much beg, so to speak, versus rare Joe Rogan's like, oh, I've heard of Joe Rogan.
Yeah, you got to work your way up, though. That's a different
thing. I know.
You know,
I was saying it's gonna come overnight.
Right. If you look at like how long that guy has been in the industry, how long he's been working, how long he's been consistent, you know, that's the only difference between him and a lot of other people is his consistency. You know, he has, I don't know, what, 2,000 episodes or something like that. You know, he probably records every single day, steady pumping, steady pumping, steady pumping. And so that's the difference between him and the people that you've mentioned before that you said quit. you know, or you can't find it anymore, you know? And also heard after 20 episodes, well, podcasts usually don't last over 20 episodes.
Well, then you and me must be in the, 10%?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I have a lot. But I also heard that after the 100th episode, that's when it gets a little, you know, pretty active, you know? Yeah. So it's all about consistency, man, perseverance, things like that. And some people get in their head, they give up. But if you look at any other success story of any individual that made anything of themselves, they went through something, you know, they failed, they kept going, you know, they didn't have it where it was just like, you know, rolled on red carpet for them, but they figured it out. And so I feel like that's the difference between people that are successful and the ones that are not.
I agree with that because, you know, there's a lot of people, like, I think one of the toughest things, though, for small podcasts like us is that celebrities have gone to podcasts, and I'm not, like, throwing every celebrity under the bus, but, like, for instance, I heard somebody... And I wasn't there, so, but this person said, I read this article, and this person wrote an article that it's disgusting to hear about that somebody paid for an event, Will Ferrell speaking about the toughness of podcasting. And it's like, how many fans do you have? How many sponsorships do you have? And it's like, stop complaining. And like, you don't know the struggles of podcasting. And it's like, you're already made.
Right. Right. Yeah, that is true, though. Everyone has different accesses to different access to different things. So, yeah, I can see that.
And I also just want to specify, I am not beating up on Will Ferrell. He's not beating up. I just don't like events paying for celebrities to do such a thing like that. And it's like, how about you get a small podcaster on or a medium podcaster on that has been doing this a lot longer than celebrities or who's been, who knew from like the ground up, I've got to struggle through boom, 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 versus a celebrity's going to know this. And it's like, no, you just wanted a big name there just to.
Yeah, that's what I mean, it's business. You got to get the big name to attract the people. You know, that's what it is.
So they should disclaimer. They should put that in the disclaimer.
Nah, we supposed to already know that.
Yeah, nah, I know.
It's always business.
I know. I just thought it'd be kind of cool for some to listen to some other small podcast. I mean, who used to be a small podcaster and worked his way up.
Yeah, I get you. I understand.
Or at least put them on second after the guest.
Right. Right.
Fake real. So my last few questions for you is, who's your favorite podcaster and why? And feel free not to say me.
I would say Tim. Is it Tim or Tom? Blue, let me.
I was gonna say Jimmy Crane. I don't know who said that.
Tom Blue. I think that's how you say his name, but it's because I just likes how he's able to converse with his guests, you know, and it doesn't seem scripted. He has knowledge himself, and you know, the way he's able to bring out of guests as far as like his questions and his energy is like very impactful. So I always love watching his podcast because he brings about like the deeper side of people, like the heart, you know what I mean? And so, you know, it's not that he's bantering. He just really wants to get how they think. And it's not more so just like, I'm trying to put them on the spot or anything like that, you know? So he doesn't like combat with people. He doesn't go back and forth. He just like, oh, okay, well, I could see, you know, I could see how you think like that. He's very calm, very poised. And that kind of, you know, that's kind of like myself. Like I'm calm, I'm poised. I'm not really loud. I'm not really obnoxious and stuff like that. So, I mean, I can be, but I'm just not that type of person on camera. But Yeah, and I would say him.
Well, and then you're gonna add me to the list too, right?
Well, I got you. I got you.
Obviously, I should say that's fun. I always like to learn more about different podcasters and listen to those people as well. So I added that question to the mix as a educational purpose for me. Just I can just see other people's styles and see what other people are listening to. And I always like to see what people react when I say, and have to feel free not to say me. Really get them on the spot.
Right. I got you.
It tricks them up. It's like,
Right.
weren't expecting the twist. So my last question for you is, where can people follow you, find you, learn more about who you are and what you do?
Militantgrind.com is, a resource for almost anything that I've going on. I have blogs there, motivational videos. You can check out my YouTube channel. You can find me on Instagram there. You can also contact me, and you could also look at the other websites that I have, which is militantgrind.com. I'm not militantgrindacademy.com, militantgrindmedia.com, where I help different businesses source, as far as like brand awareness and stuff like that, help them get out their brand the same way that I got mine out, So yeah, that's the best place you can find me, militantgrind underscore on Instagram, or Daddy Warlocks. And the only reason why I came up with that name is because you should always remember that. But DaddyWarlocks.
Jeez, you have a lot of websites and you wear a lot of different hats.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you
Well,
don't like roll up at night and say, holy crap, I'm overwhelmed.
nah, you have to have systems in place.
That's
That's the difference.
true. I do have a lot of systems in place, but some days my brain just overtakes all the systems.
Right. I could understand.
I'll admit it. Hey, I admit it. I'm one person doing everything, so that's sometimes. It's not like it's every single day. It's like once in a blue moon, and it's like everything just goes haywire.
Right.
It's not consistent once in a day blue moon. It's like if I'm really having an off day, which I haven't had in a while, I probably just jinx myself.
It'll be all right.
Well, thank you for coming on. I hope you can come back for another time because I definitely think we can keep going with this conversation and learn more information.
Yeah, man, just let me know. I'm around. Say
Let's
something.
stay in touch.
Likewise. Thank you, sir.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
So that's it for today's episode. If you like it, subscribe, share with your family, friends, everyone you know. And let me know what you think. Leave a review and comment, and but be polite. And make sure you check out the Crazy Fitness Guy's mall on mall.crazyfitnessguy.com, or just go to Crazy Fitness Guy website, crazyfitnessguy.com, to and click on the link that says Crazy CFG Mall at the top. And get your swag today. In the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated. And I'll be back for another episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Crazy Fitness Guy Show. If you enjoyed this episode, this leave us a review so more people can find us. In the meantime, use the links in the show notes to subscribe to our monthly newsletter, shop for swag, read blog posts, watch videos, and listen to the latest episodes. In the meantime, visit crazyfitnessguy.com to see what we are up to in between episodes. In the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated.